Welcome to the Sunday Service Podcast of First Universalist Church, a Unitarian Universalist congregation located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are a radically welcoming and progressive religious community, deeply committed to love, justice, spiritual growth, and living out our values in the world. To learn more, visit us online at firstuniversalistchurch.org.
Good morning, folks. So good to be together. We today are exploring our worship theme of investing together in our community. And we're going to start by investing in a song made popular by Pete Seeger called If I Had a Hammer. Some of you, does anybody know this song? Anybody know this song, If I Had a Hammer? Yeah? Okay, you think okay. You know the version of this song we're singing today. See? Tell me by the end if you knew all the verses. So we're going to get started. We're going to sing this first time the verses that many of you know. If I had a hammer, if I had a bell, if I had a song. The main difference is going to be we're going to sing at the end between all of my siblings instead of between my brothers and my sisters, because we know there are many more genders than just brothers and sisters. We're going to be really inclusive of everybody. So between all of my siblings is what I invite you to sing. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between all my siblings all over this land. If I had a bell, if I had a bell.
The tradition of that song being that when we get to song to sing, the congregation's supposed to go wild, right? I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a
song to sing.
Thank you. That's what I thought. The opportunity has come to us again to weave a singular tapestry of life from countless strands of dazzling difference and a renewed quest for common purpose. The opportunity has come to us again for your hand and my hand to choose each other's company and for our connected embrace to guide us toward better understanding of ourselves and each other. The opportunity has come for your voice and 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 my voice to assemble our voice and for our voice to be heard chasing songs that chase after justice. lifting melodies of unmitigated hope. With one spirit, we can make sacred work out of this moment. With a gathered spirit, we can find communion even in the most conventional space. So come, let us take up the challenge and possibility of being one with each other. Let us learn again what love can do when there truly is a we. And let the evidence of our decision give strength to each of our lives for all our living. Did you see the magic markers outside? Okay, I hope someone got magic markers. I hope there are going to be folks who are participating in this. Okay, in just a moment, after we light the chalice, we're going to tell you what to do with those, and you'll have plenty of time. All right, so get those ready. We need your help for one of the things that we're doing. Right now, I welcome you to light the chalice with me. Actually, Dallas is going to light the chalice. We're going to say the words that we use as a covenant, an agreement for how we're going to be with one another, how we will love one another. In fact, the first word is love. Will you say it with me? Love
is the spirit of this church, and service is its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another.
Thank you. Dallas, will you tell us what we can do with all those pretty colors?
Hello, good morning. Hi, I'm Dallas Rising. I'm one of your worship associates. I use she, they, and I'm very excited about what we're going to build together later. So you all have some colors that you've chosen and a piece of paper, and they're all different kinds of shapes, these different pieces of paper. And during the service, if you want something to do, or you're just really excited to get started, you can start to decorate your piece of paper using colors that you've chosen, and maybe you want to trade colors with other people. And the inspiration for your decorating or your drawings, or maybe you want to write a word in a fancy way on the paper, something that you cherish about our community that we have built and are continuing to build always, and something that you're longing for, something that would feel inspirational and powerful to you. Okay, you can go in any of these directions, and you don't have to worry about making it look perfect because it's not going to stand on its own. And you don't have to make it look like anything in particular. Maybe you just have the feeling of love, or the feeling of excitement, or the feeling of sharing inside while you draw, and that works too. If you are drawing, you just be careful to try to maybe not draw on the cushions or the books. If you need a grown-up to help you find a way to draw in a way that will keep it on the paper mostly, that's great. And then later on, we'll tell you what we're going to do with all of these creations. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Dallas. Today is a service for the whole community, which gives me occasion to say that, friends, let us remember that the sound of children, the sound of the bustle of children, is the sonic evidence of new life. It is a blessed moment. It is holy ground. And let me say that the sounds and silence, the stillness and the hustle and bustle of the middle people and the old people are blessings. They are signs of the same life force. They are signs that the community has gathered and grown. Over the course of 160 years, we have brought this moment to bear. Let it be vibrant, let it be beautiful. Let it color the rest of our days with blessing and joy and love. Amen?
Amen?
All right. Thankful very, very much for all of us who are joining together to lead our service. I'm Dr. Glenn Thomas Rideout, Director of Worship Arts Ministries, and I'm joined by Allison Connolly-Vedder, who directs our programs and ministries for children, youth, and families, and Dallas is here. Dallas Rising, one of our worship associates. Caden is another one of our worship associates. You will see Caden in just a few moments. John and Olu are holding it down in the sound and the video booth. And Amy K. Bryant, our artist in residence, is actually out of the residence right now, but serving as our online minister, attending and engaging with our folks online. We're all gathered near and far and ready to do the good work of joy in the world. Let's do it.
So we're talking today about investing in community. And I want to tell you a story about a way that community has invested in our worship service today. This morning when I was tuning this guitar, actually it wasn't this guitar, it was a different guitar, a string broke. Oh no, what are we gonna do? The string broke on the guitar. I don't have spares. This whole music thing isn't gonna work. But just this week, a family in our congregation donated this guitar to the church. I had it in my office, so I was able to continue doing the music. This is just one way that we invest in one another, in community, making everything happen together as a church. We are going to continue investing in this worship service in our music by adding a verse to the song, If I Had a Hammer. We're going to do this throughout our service. This next verse goes like this. If I had a chalice, I'd light it in the morning. Chalice, I'd light it in the morning, I'd light it in the evening, all over this land. It's a chalice of danger, it's a chalice of warning, it's a chalice of love between all my siblings all over this land. It's a chalice of danger, it's a chalice of warning, it's a chalice of love between all of my siblings all over this land. And a lot of those words will stay the same from verse to verse. We're going to continue investing in one another by doing something that is much more interactive with another person, and that is storytelling. Now, we can tell stories on our own. Who's told themselves a story before? I know I have. Told myself plenty of stories. More fun, frequently, to tell stories to other people. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to invest in the relationships that we have with one another. So what I invite you to do right now, because we're all together in the sanctuary, all ages are here. Religious education is worship this morning. We are all here. What I'm going to invite you to do is find a group of two or three people around you, at least one of whom is of a different age than you are. Right? You find, turn around near you, can you find someone of a different age, a different generation than you are? You might have to shift a little bit in your pews. Find someone of a different age, a different generation. I see some of you moving, you're really committed, yes. You are finding people of different ages and generations. I invite you to introduce yourself to the people you are with. Beautiful. Now I'm gonna call us back here. I'm gonna call us back here. And I'm going to give you your prompts for what you're going to be talking about together, the stories that you're telling. So we're telling stories about how we can do things together that we cannot do on our own. So I want you to think about a time when someone has helped you do something that you couldn't do alone. I want you to think of a time when you did something with other people that you're really proud of. You did something together with another person or with a group, and you're really proud of it. And I want you to think about a time when someone else cheered you up or comforted you when you were sad or angry, when something was really hard. So let's take a minute. I found the best way to tell other people's stories and be able to listen to them is to know our story first. So we're not thinking of our story when we're listening to the other person's story, right? We need to know our own story first. So let's take a couple seconds, think for ourselves, what's our story? It's our story about someone helping us feel better, doing something together that we're really proud of, doing something with someone else you couldn't do on your own. Think for yourself, get your own story. One story out of those questions. One story. Yeah, we're not gonna have enough time to do all three questions. One question, think which one resonates for you. Yeah, here are the prompts. Pick one of these three. A time when someone made you feel better, when you were feeling sad or angry. A time when you did something with another person or group of people that you're really proud of. Or just a time you did something with other people you could not have done alone. So I invite you to think of a story in one of those three categories. Go ahead, think of it. If you've got your story, give me a thumbs up. You know the story you're going to tell. See a lot of thumbs up. We're going to take about 6 minutes now to tell each other our stories, and then we're going to share back not what story you told, but a theme or a word or phrase that came up in your story together. All right, let's share some stories, folks. Go ahead. I'm giving you a 60-second warning. If this was Zoom, I would be closing your breakout room. You have a 60-second warning. Wrap your stories, folks. All righty, folks. We're coming back. We're coming back.
Time in the morning.
Alrighty, folks. So what I'm going to ask us to do now is not share the details of the stories, which were so vulnerably shared with us. I'm going to invite you to call out a theme or a word or a phrase that came up in your story. A theme or a word or phrase that came up with your story. Shout them out. What came up for you? Community. Music. Libraries. Support. Public transportation. Encouragement, achievement, dedication.
Presence, I heard, presence.
Asking for help. All of these themes came up in our stories. Who heard a story that you had never heard before? Who heard a story you had never heard before? Yeah, when we share with one another, when we invest in the important, meaningful work of relationship, we learn and grow and deepen. I'm going to invite you to turn to your group and thank them for sharing their story with you.
Thank you. Wow.
All right, we're going to add another verse to our song, which is, if I had a story, I'd tell it in the morning. I tell it in the evening all over this land. It's a story of danger, a story of warning. It's a story of love between all my siblings all over this land. But we're going to start it by remembering all the other things I have, okay? So let's see if we can remember. I have a hammer and I have a bell.
Siblings.
Let's breathe in together. And would you sing this note for as long as you can sing it? We'll stop when the music stops. Each one of us has a voice. Each one of us has a song to sing. And it can last a mighty long time. Some of them are a bit shorter. Every one of them has their own color and their own expression. But what if we sang in a different way? Here's what I mean. What if you sang your note and before you got exhausted, you took a breath on your own time, and you started singing again? Here's what it might look like. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see how long that might last. Sounded just as strong as when we started. Do you remember at the first time we tried this, that by the end, there were only three or two, then one voice? But with us all gathered, all doing our parts in different ways, all lending our voice in different ways, we could sustain a note from here to the end of time. Right? This is the magic and the miracle of choir. Choir is a part of church, and it has been for a very long time. And its purpose is manifold. There are a lot of purposes. One of them is because singing together is a beautiful thing to do and to hear. I think the more important lesson is that every time a choir gathers, every time a congregation gathers to sing, we're preaching the message to one another that we are more powerful together. We can do things together that we can't do alone. We're preaching together the power of collective action, working together to make a difference. And we're showing that that is powerful and that it's strong. And that when we work together, there's a whole lot of beauty in it. Well, now that you know that together we can hold a note forever, I invite you into a time prayer. This is how we pray. We share with one another things that are making us feel joy. And we share with one another things that are making us feel sadness. And we share with one another things we don't have a clue what to do with. We call these truths of our lives, stories of our lives. We share them out loud, and sometimes we keep them silently in our hearts. And to each one of these, we say, "You are not alone. We are holding it together." As we do this, I invite you to remember the sound of your voice sustained in togetherness. This is the strength and beauty of what we can do together. So now, with your joys and your sorrows and all your sounds, yes, the circle is open. Will you share? For the noise of kids, the joyful noise of kids, you are not alone. We are holding it together. Yeah. 10-month-old cousin for the first time, for 10-month-olds everywhere, and for the joy of youth and new life, you are not alone. We are holding it together. For the inspiration that children provide, I like what y'all are preaching today. You are not alone. We are holding it together. Yes. You say Caitlin Clark? Yes, yes. And all women athletes who remind us just what the human body is capable of when it's mixed with the human mind and the human spirit. It is miraculous. You are not alone. For being a newcomer in Minnesota. Hold up. All right. Breathe it in, everybody. This is your chance. You are not alone. We are holding it together. Welcome. Hey! Wow. Whoa! Wait, say one more time. For becoming a grandma for the first time at the age of 76, for grandmas everywhere doing the great work of the world, you are not alone. We are holding it together. Bless you. Thank you already for your service. For the joy of the last circle supper, I put the word last in the wrong place. It was last night that there was a circle supper, and we have joy about it, okay? You are not alone. We are holding it together. That can be so hard. For the courage to change, for the work of change, for people who are seeing the hardness of change and doing it anyway, you are not alone. We are holding it together. For the wonderful imperfections of our staff. For the wonderful perfections and imperfections of our staff. Yeah. Yes, you are not alone. We are holding it together. Yeah. Will you talk with me after the service? Will you remind me? Thank you. And for all children, for all people with autism, for all people on the spectrum, off the spectrum, for all people, may we be creating a world that is made in the image of our actual realness. Let us not be alone in the way we build, in the way we live in this world. Let us not be alone. Let us hold it together. And for those of us going into a week where we need to teach, let us teach well. For those of us who are going into the world to learn, May we open our minds and hearts for those of us who are serving and for those of us who will be served. May we do so with grace, and may we never fail to remember joy, the work of joy, the reward of joy, the responsibility of loving in joy. So may it be amongst us now and always. Amen. Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart the stirrings of compassion. Blow in the wind, rise in the sea. Welcome, Katie. I'm going to get you a microphone. In a moment, the ushers will help us with receiving the morning's offering. And I want to welcome one of our worship associates, Caden Colton, to talk with us a little bit about the work that we're doing in the world, just as we think about how our giving can make a difference. Hey, Caden. Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Good to be with you again. I am a deep introvert, so I prepared questions. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're involved in the community?
Sure. I am involved with the Worship Associates. I've also been involved with religious education here, and I started an LGBT spirituality group here as well.
Sweet. You've worked as an OWL facilitator, Can you tell us what OWL is?
Yes. So OWL is Our Whole Lives, and it's a sexuality program for youth and adults.
Okay. Yeah. OWL is one of the great miracles of Unitarian Universalism. It's one of the most powerful things that we're doing in the world. We're changing lives through human sexuality programming and ministry. And if you don't know enough about that, get into a conversation with somebody who does. It will change your life to know that what we're doing in the world. All right. So I asked you to, if you could tell us just about a time where you've seen, one of your stories where you've seen togetherness work here in the community, where you've seen positive impact from something you were part of.
Sure. So one of the times when I was co-facilitating OWL, there's a section on disability and sexuality. When I was reading through the workshop for that particular class, a lot of the material was incredibly ableist. Like, this was written by an able-bodied person about disabled people for able-bodied people.
It was written, so the curriculum was on disability and sexuality.
Yes.
And it was ableist.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And tell us what you did about it.
Yeah, so I reached out to Emma and Claire and just told them, hey, not okay. Can we change this?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, crap, this, you're right. Let's change this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even in our great work, even when we're doing very well, there are shortcomings that we see. It's the perfections and imperfections of every person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you choose when to speak up?
I chose to speak up because I was not okay with teaching youth that disabled folks are non-sexual beings.
Yeah.
Even though that's not correct. And I typically assume that at least one person in the room may have an invisible disability or a disability that cannot be seen.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what work went into this. Like, how long did it take? What did you have to do?
And so the work took about 2 weeks. We went through the lesson, picked out what might be helpful, and we found, well, we all contributed different aspects. I found a podcast that a friend of mine was doing about parenting as a disabled couple. Both people in the relationship are disabled and have different disabilities, and they just talked about some of the awkward experiences they had while dating.
I remember you said it took about 2 weeks, right?
Is that? Yes.
So at 2 weeks of combing through, taking what was working, moving the rest aside, mm-hmm. and creating a new path that people can learn from.
Yes, exactly.
So what this means is that our folks in OWL, people who are going through OWL, are now encountering this curriculum in a changed way because of the work you did with the team.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Right? What does it feel like to know that you are making that kind of difference in the world?
It feels good knowing that I made an impact and that youth who will be going through the OWL program here won't have to deal with as much ableism.
So let's take it home now and say you come to church every week, and it can be hard to really believe deep down that what you're doing here in the community matters to the great, you know, all that's going on in the world. It can be hard to see your part. What would you say to somebody who is in this room right now doubting the impact they can possibly have?
I would say that what you do does make a difference. Even if only a few people see it, your impact ripples out from there.
Thank you, Caden. In my home church in Baltimore, we used to sing this song when the preacher thought that they were funny that day. It goes like this: if you have a dollar, put it in the house of God. If you have a dollar, and it goes on and it, in decreasing amounts until if you have a penny, put it in the. And the point of the song was that no matter what you have to give, giving is the central task now. We see through our giving, our collected giving, what generosity can do in the world. And today we're raising our funds to go beyond these walls to Simpson Housing Services. We're doing work for housing and the houseless, especially those of us who are suffering poverty in Minneapolis, people of color in particular. I invite you, while you are considering, yes, you may get your pledge packet, and you may remember that stewardship season is always happening at the community. That is absolutely true. And if you have a penny, if you have a dollar, to assemble the mosaic of good giving, let's give a showing of our generosity and partnership to Simpson Housing Services that can change a life or two. Amen. Let's do it. The ushers will come to help us with receiving the morning offering. I thank you in advance for your generosity. We are a tower of strength within and without. We are a tower of strength within. Somebody take that. We are a tower of strength within and without. We are a tower of strength within. One more time. We are a tower of strength within and without. We are
we let every burden fall from the shoulders, all anxiety slip from the mind. We let every burden fall from the shoulders. Keep going. All anxiety slip. This one's easier. We let all cares slip away, slip away. All cares slip away. Your turn. We let all cares slip away, slip away. All cares slip away. We let every shackle be loosened. We let every shackle be loose. Try with it. We let every shackle be loosened. We let every shackle be loosened. Now listen, you don't have to remember all of this at all, but I will ask you to take one of them. I'll take the second one, because it seemed like that one had the least amount of volunteers. But if you want to join me, that's fine. So the first one goes, we are a tower of strength within and without. We are a tower of strength within. Keep going. We are a tower of strength within and without. We are a tower of strength within. Somebody take this one. We let all cares slip away, slip away. We let all cares slip away, slip away. All cares slip away. Keep going. We let every shackle be loosened. Every shackle be loosened. We let every shackle be loosened. Every shackle be loosened. Keep going. One more time. We let every
got nervous at some point during that singing. And rightfully so. And rightfully so. But the great rule of choir is that you needn't do anything alone. In fact, we all got to the end together. That's how it goes.
All right, folks. We're continuing to invest in our song together. So we've got a what? We've got a hammer. We've got a yes. And now we've got a dollar. If we had a dollar, we're going to give it in the morning. We'll give it in the evening all over this land. It's a dollar of danger. It's a dollar of warning. It's a dollar of love between all of my siblings, all over this land. So we start with remembering what we have. Well, I've got a hammer.
So we've been decorating for a while. We've had markers and we've been putting together our pieces of paper, and hopefully many of them are full of color and full of scribbles. I can't wait. Dallas, Will you tell us what to do next?
Absolutely. So we want these shards to be very colorful. So if you have any final decorations to make them bright, they started out white and they're going to go on this wall over here, which is also white. So the more colorful, the better, so that it shows up really beautifully. And when you are, when you're ready and you're all feeling complete with your creation, we would like to collect them in some way.
We're going
to
collect them. Yeah.
We're going to collect them. So do we have ushers on board for
that?
All right. I was a little unclear on this. Okay, yay. Ushers are always on standby, always at the ready.
I got
we
you.
So appreciate you. And so ushers can come around and collect markers and the beautiful, colorful shards. And then Chris and I are over here, and we are going to be assembling a mosaic of a chalice on the wall, and that is what's going to be happening.
Let's
so we need all of your pieces to help make a beautiful image.
Let's do it. Anybody else got any other verses to, if I had a balloon? Is that what I heard? Oh, if I had a marker. Ah, if I had a marker, I'd what? There we go. If I had a marker, come on, I'd color in the morning, I'd color in the evening, all over this land. It's a marker of day. It's a marker of love, all of sibling, all over this land. And if I had a wish, I'd wish it. Where? If I had a wish, one, two, three. If I had a wish, I'd wish it in the morning. I'd wish it in the evening, all over this land. It's a wish of danger. It's a wish of warning. It's a wish of the dream of all of my siblings. All over this land. If I had
a yo-yo.
A yo-yo?
Yeah.
And then if I had a yo-yo, I'd yo-yo in the morning? I'd yo-yo? Okay, one, two, three. If I had
a yo-yo,
I forgot how to use it. Is that right?
Yo-yo
evening, all over. It's a yo-yo of danger.
It's a yo-yo of
glory. It's a yo-yo of love between all of my siblings all over this land. Well, if I had strength, oh yeah, I'd what?
Weightlift.
I'd use it. Well, one, two, three. If I had strength, I'd use it in the morning. I'd use it in the evening. All over this land. It's the strength of
danger.
It's the strength of I had a flame, I'd, oh, yeah, okay. So here it goes. If I had a flame, I'd let it burn in the morning. You got it? Here we go. One, two, three. If I had a flame, ooh, in the morning, I'd let it burn in the evening. Metaphorically. All over this land. Well, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
river, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my... I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got tears like the raindrops. I've got tears like the raindrops. I've got tears like the raindrops in my soul. I've got tears like the raindrops. I've got tears like the raindrops. I've got tears like the raindrops in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got pain like an arrow. I've got pain like an arrow. I've got pain like an arrow. I've got pain like an arrow in my soul. Oh, I've got pain like an arrow. I've got pain like an arrow. I've got pain like an arrow in my soul. I've got strength like a mountain. I've got strength like a mountain. I've got strength like a mountain. I've got strength like a mountain in my soul. Last time. I've got strength like a mountain. I've got strength like a mountain. I've got strength like a mountain in my soul.
Yes. Okay. So the chalice is under construction. There's a poem also that's under construction with our online attendees. They're engaging. They're putting a poem together. We're putting a chalice together. Together, I think we see the results of this next week. Okay. Dot, dot, dot. To be continued now and always, let the mystery be, right? Okay, how about we sing our way out? Let's will you bless us?
I would love to bless us. It is so good. It's been so lovely to be together this morning, investing with one another. Feel free to rise as you would like for this blessing. It is so good to be together. We're going to bless each other out. We have created a chalice, a poem. We have created our offering, our way of supporting our church together. We have created our prayer. We have created our song. We have invested in one another in story and relationship. And now we go into the world to bring the fruit of these commitment, the fruit of this time and energy, to share it with one another, with our broader communities, with the homes we return to, the communities, the families, the friends, the neighbors. We share what we have invested here. More broadly, it does not stay in these walls. It fuels us to return to where we leave, where we go after this.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from First Universalist Church of Minneapolis. We're a faith community committed to racial justice, and together we give, receive, and grow in the universalist spirit of love and hope. To learn more about who we are and our ministry, please visit us online at firstuniversalistchurch.org.